well, I suppose people don't realise, but it's the next biggest cup to the FAA Cup in Ireland. So that's the prestige that it has. And, you know, every intermediate team wants to do well in it. Plus the fact is, you know, when you get into the last 16, you qualify for the first round proper of the FAA Cup itself. So it's massive, you know, for intermediate teams. And, you know, any team that enters it wants to do well and wants to go on to win it. So we're no different.
Yeah. Probably harder to win than the Senior Cup, given that of the senior clubs, a little bit of an imbalance between the really big guys and the smaller guys at intermediate level. And you know only too well, I mean, there's a cluster of clubs out of the different provinces who could all go all the way.
Yeah, that's right, and they don't have to be in the Premier Division of the intermediate leagues that they're playing, and it can be in the First Division or Second Division. You know, at Intermediate Cups, it's really a different competition to a lot of other competitions, because, you know, it's anything can happen on the day, and it's, you know, well, you know, the starter was a one-off situation, and then we move into a home and away. So a lot of people, you know, would say it is 90 minutes, but it's not. It's really 180 minutes, and, you know, who can play the best and, you know, being most consistent over that period of time, and, you know, things like that there can help you to win it.
Yeah. Now, when we see the Intermediate Cup draw every year, there's a lot of familiar names. People will look at the Ulster Senior League clubs, your Letterkenny Rovers, your Cockhills, your Fannads, your Swillies. Likewise from Munster, Middleton, a side that have been in this competition and gone pretty far on several occasions.
Yeah, Middleton done very well in the competition. And, you know, 2 years ago they came up to play us, and that was it was further on stage of the competition, and we were lucky to beat them 2-1, hard fought game. Paul McVeigh scored a goal, I suppose one of the best I've seen, a rocket from a volley, you know. So it takes something like that to win a match, and, you know, Middleton will be experienced side. They've only conceded, I think, 4 goals this year, and, well, they've only scored about 6, so they're not scoring and they're not conceding, so they're just going to be a dogged side, I would say, typical of a Munster side. So that's what we have to prepare ourselves for.
Well, obviously your bread and butter is the Ulster Senior League, but the Intermediate Cup, always at the start of the season, something that you want to go as far as you can, and having tasted the Aviva, I'm sure everybody involved in the club would love to get another opportunity and to go as far as you can once again.
Yeah, well, that is to be the ambition. That's what you have to set your stall for at the start of the year. And, you know, that's what we're looking forward to. As you said, we've got a taste of it before. Everybody wants it again. But, it's, you know, we're a long way off it yet. But, you know, tomorrow can be the start of it. And, you know, I think at the moment the players are very focused on what we have to do. And they're really looking forward to the game. And I feel that we, you know, our panel is quite strong. So, you know, I'd be hoping that we'll do well tomorrow.
And the current Middleton side, do you know much about them? Have they players who've played at a higher level?
Yeah, they have one or two players that have played in the League of Ireland. As I said, they're sitting fourth in the Munster Senior League, and, you know, they haven't conceded many, they haven't scored many. So, you know, they seem to be, you know, consistent enough side. And Munster football, anyway, it'll always be a little bit physical, so you have to expect a physical battle as well. So, you know, they're coming up to Donegal. I'm sure they're coming up for revenge, because they have a few players there that have played against us before. So it's going to be a very, very tight game.
And how do you feel Rovers are progressing at the moment? Obviously, Cockhill had that victory over you a few weeks ago, which I'm sure was a little bit disappointing, the margin of defeat. But, I mean, that's a different issue now. It's all about concentrating on tomorrow's game.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've told the players unfortunately, it's 3 weeks ago since we had a game, which is not ideal either. But, you know, I told the players after the match, you know, that's for me, that's an experienced manager. That was nothing new. I mean, that can happen any team. We had a totally off day. Now, not taken away from Cockhill's one, but, you know, that can happen, you know, any set of players. And, you know, we have to leave that behind us. We're building all the time at Letterkenny Rovers, and this year would have majority of very, very good young players, and there's one or two of the older fellas in there, but, you know, we're still building. And you know, this is going to be a good test for us tomorrow, and if we were to get a result tomorrow, well, you don't realise how far you can go. So I'm very happy with the way things are going, and you know, I would said to the players, and I mean, I've put it out of my mind a long time ago, you know, we move on. That's a defeat. It's a defeat that was good and early in the season. We can still make up for that for the rest of the season. So we have a lot to look forward to.
And how important is it to instill a belief in the players, not to fear anybody, that they can go out there and that they can beat other really good sides in the Intermediate Cup?
Yeah, well, I mean, I know that that quality is in our team to go out and do well in the Intermediate Cup, making them believe, we definitely believe it, the whole squad believes it, the backroom staff believe it, we believe that we can go on and do well. But, you know, you can never predict football, and when you think you have football sus, that one turns around and kicks you in the teeth. But, you know, everything going well for us tomorrow, you know, barring maybe some bad decisions or stuff like that there, we would be quietly confident going into the match tomorrow, and that's the way we are at the moment.
I dare say when you started playing in the Ulster Senior League, was it just one sub allowed or maybe two? I mean, we're up to five now, and it shows the importance of the squad game.
Exactly. It was only one at the very start, and then it went up to two, and now it's up to five. And I think it's only right because, you know, you need a large squad to try and get through the season. I mean, I tell the dressing room every time, you know, I can't win any league without, you know, 18, 19 players, and neither can the players. They need their buddies around them. And it's great to have five subs now. So that's the importance of having a good, strong panel, that you can take on five players. And, you know, five players are maybe more than half your team, so they're coming on fresh. So if you know, with proper use of them, you know, it's a massive help.
And finally, Eamon, the weather conditions haven't been great the last few days. The pitch down in Aura, I mean, it's quite open down there, so with a little bit of wind it can dry up, but it may be fairly heavy at the same time.
Yeah, well, all pitches, I would say, will be fairly heavy this time of year, even though the Aura is in tremendous shape at the moment. And, you know, we were down on it this morning, and I think it's quite good. So, you know, as you said, Baron, maybe if the wind stays away, which we hope it will, you know, I think it'll be very, very good for both teams.
And I suspect the reason for a 12 noon start, that's to facilitate the long trip being made by Middleton?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we have to be fair. Any time we've travelled to Cork and we've asked for an early kick-off day, we always got it. So that's only fair that we give it to them this time around.
And do you think that it makes any difference to the players who are sort of more used to playing at 2 o'clock or even an evening start?
Yeah, well, the only thing about it is, it's like this here, I always say to the players, you know, no matter what they come up against, you've got to be ready for it. And, you know, we can talk about the wind, we can talk about the pitch, we can talk about the early times, but at the end of the day, it's the same for both teams. So, you know, you just roll up your sleeves, get out there and work hard, and you will get the results. Yeah.